Welcome to Just Gahunde. Has all of this come about because Father Thomas Nahimana was stopped from traveling to Rwanda?
It has been really a long story, denying Father Thomas to go to Rwanda. That was another step. So that was too much because we have been experiencing so many things happening in Rwanda where the government mistreats the people, where the government uses different tactics and the policies just to enslave people, a kind of enslavement, where people have no right to talk what they think, where people have no right to express themselves. And whoever did saw himself either in jail or in exile or killed. 2014, Father Thomas, alongside with his colleagues, decided to go to Rwanda to challenge the incumbent President Paul Kagame in the elections. But he saw himself refused twice. The first time was on November 21st, 2016 in Nairobi. And the second one was on 23rd January this year, where the government actually blocks its people, the citizens outside. So we said there is something that needs to be done. And that's how we came up with this move.
How are you going to replace President Paul Kagame's government?
The first thing, we are for democratic, peaceful change, to urge him again to think twice about whatever he's doing, the suffering of the people. That's the first thing. We do it peacefully, and then we will see. Because the elections are in August 2017, this year, actually. So we gave him 1 month. After 1 month, we will decide something else to do, because we see it as if we don't get the right to go into Rwanda to challenge, to show him that the people don't need him, and then if he refuses, then we will take another move, which will be communicated to you. But for now, we know and we believe he's going to hear us.
What kind of pressure do you expect Rwanda's partners to put on Kagame?
Rwanda is not an isolated island. Rwanda is a country, not only saying that it is small and landlocked, but also it's a poor country. It's a country that needs other nations, other partners, so that it can survive. About 40% of the budget, of national budget, is sponsored by the aid through different partnerships. So that means that whoever is supporting that government is responsible, is indirectly responsible of what is happening. Even if they don't participate directly in killing people, in actually obstructing the people's rights, but they are doing it indirectly because they are supporting and they are financing the dictatorship. So once they can stop that partnership, that will give a signal to Kigali that things need to change.
You talk about a non-violent revolution. How do you define this?
From the beginning, we took time to do analysis on the situation in Rwanda. Every time there is a political change, it was followed by the bloodshed because there were wars and armed conflicts. So we said enough is enough. We cannot just keep on doing that, killing our own people. So it's time actually to try another way to change things. Non-violent revolution means that the people can use different methods actually to express themselves without taking up arms. So there are many ways, and we have been talking to our people. We have different people in Rwanda who understand these methods. They can be really effective and efficient.
Thank you very much to Chase Gahunde.